USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden is promising full federal support ASAP to the six states struck by deadly tornadoes on Friday night and early Saturday morning.
Tearing through a candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon facility in Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
We were pretty sure that we would have lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
President Biden saying Saturday that Russia will pay a terrible price if it invades Ukraine. He says he told the Russian leader during their video call this week that there would be economic consequences and that he would order American and NATO troops into the eastern flank to defend that region. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
NFL Hall of Famer and now TV personality Michael Strahan can add astronaut to his resume. That's the sound of Strahan and his five mates aboard a Blue Origin capsule as it was entering weightlessness Saturday. The capsule went on to then touch down safely in the desert, but not before they got quite an eyeful from up in space.
Oh, check this out. Oh, my God.
Come on, get this thing going. Just go up.
Also on board was the daughter of legendary astronaut Alan Shepard, that brief trip overall going off without a hitch. The CDC says most of the Omicron COVID-19 positive cases currently tallied in the U.S. are among those who've been fully vaccinated. Reuters citing the new report that says of 43 positive cases, 34 are people who are considered fully vaccinated, and of that number, 14 have also gotten their booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams. Hmm?
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
One of the candidates for governor of Georgia filing a lawsuit related to last year's election as Republican David Perdue says he wants to look at absentee ballots from Fulton County, the county which is home to the city of Atlanta. President Biden narrowly won Georgia when he ran against then-President Trump last year. Perdue recently said he wouldn't have certified the results of the 2020 election. President Biden was on late-night TV, appearing on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC. The president said the political divide in America is only getting worse.
The QAnon and the extreme elements of the Republican Party and what Donald Trump keeps sort of, seems to me, feeding, you know, with the big lie, it makes it awful hard.
Noting that he was late to the show's taping because he was giving a eulogy at Bob Dole's service, and he noted that while they disagreed, they were always ultimately friends. And a British version of Saturday Night Live may soon be coming to the telly in the UK. Variety reports that a UK adaptation of the late night series is in early development at pay TV operator Sky, which is owned by Comcast, which also owns NBC, which is home to SNL, which has been adapted already in several countries, including France and Poland and Japan and even China. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.